I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, David?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Everything's going good on this end. This week, our topic is the energy of joy. How could it be going bad with joy, right? It was kicked off on Sunday, Stress Mastery Weekend Edition with host Mark Middlestead, being aware of your energy. On Mondays with the Super Millennial, David talked about be joyful often, be peace always. Today's Health Huddles, we will finish the Real Weight Loss series. We're on part three, skills. Tomorrow's Meeting of the Minds, we're going to have a discussion on freedom from fear. And on Connection Thursday, we will talk on the state of joy. And Friday, we will continue our book study, A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Cameron Ghiandi. David.
Only thing I have is the Right Fit for You lesson question seminar that we're having with Coach Felix and Coach Jason is June 19th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bring your questions. If you guys aren't in the community, sign into the community. First 30 days are free, and you guys can go ahead and be a part of this. This is going to be this Saturday, so it is coming up. For those in the community who can't make it, it will be recorded. Just make sure to get your questions in ahead of time. Other than that, I'm ready to rock and roll for this week.
All right, and I think that this episode might tie into what they're doing this weekend. So this week, our topic is joy. In today's Health Huddles, we are in part three of Real Weight Loss. We're talking today on skills. So in part one of the series, we discussed awareness. And I've had some amazing feedback on the awareness aspect over the last few weeks. One individual sent her tracking of exercise to me. They were walking for exercise, yet their heart rate, they had never measured it before, was not close to being in their zone. It was actually too low. This individual has had complaints of always having trouble and not being able to lose weight. Well, the fact is, or I should say the awareness became that they're not stressing their body to create change. Another individual sent me, again, their exercise results. Their heart rate was really high and it stayed high throughout their workouts. Now, this person complains of fatigue, especially mid-afternoon. They are actually thin, but feel exhausted and have issues with becoming depressed. They exercise 6 days a week, hardcore. Through awareness, they now see that they're actually putting their body in a stressed-out state, stuck in the alarm system. And by the way, on this individual, we just got her blood work and she has the low T3 syndrome. Her body is completely shut down. There was another individual that shared their diet and they believed they were eating healthy. They had gained about 15 pounds over the pandemic time and they've been trying to lose the weight and been having a lot of issues. So they've been cutting grains and are doing intermittent fasting. And it was interesting, David. So when they did awareness and they added their calories, they were eating a handful of almonds, but they were eating these almonds in their intermittent fasting window. Well, when we look at it, 24 almonds is 163 calories. So I asked, how much are you eating? Well, I usually take 4 or 5 handfuls a day. So sometimes more. So I said, being conservative, let's say 5 servings of 24 almonds. Well, that's 815 calories of almonds. That's only if you're taking a small handful. And this individual's BMR, their basal metabolic rate, was 1,400. Nope, they were not losing weight. Yeah. There was no idea. There's no way you're going to lose weight. And I had one more email I received. This individual is actually following one of our resets, but felt they were not getting results fast enough. So as I went through the practices checklist, 1, diet, check, perfect. 2, exercise, yep, check. Walking and monitoring, 3, Reed Feed Meal, no problem. 4, Green Focus Power, check every day. Water? Nope. They told me that water makes them gag and they can't drink water. They've never been able to drink water and they can't drink water. So, first, if you do not drink water and keep the body hydrated, the nervous system will get stuck in the alarm system red zone. In that state, the red zone, the body cannot burn fat or switch the recuperation system to heal in stasis. Remember, the body must get permission from the head to go into recuperation system green zone. So it's a pretty big deal when a person doesn't drink water. If you're not hydrated, the nervous system will get stuck in a red zone. Well, here's the other part. If you're eating or exercising perfectly and complaining, you are not doing anything to heal your body, people. The most perfect diet and exercise program cannot outdo a negative story held in mind. If you are in any way complaining about your lifestyle program, the ego has conscious mind control, and that puts the human construct into part one, human survival system, alarm systems activated, red zone. Part two, stress loop is engaged, vagus nerve is cut off. Part three, mind identity, the ego has conscious mind control. In this individual's case, the story is water is gross, I'm gagging, I can't do this, and so on. Part four, body identity. Body supports the mind. Every cell is in stress, even if the diet and exercise is good. And in part five of the construct identity base, this individual's an event, judgment, and reaction. So I'm sorry to say this, but this is how the human system operates and functions. In fact, when we started getting this individual to understand this awareness, they started slowly focusing on water, a few glasses a day, then increased it. They finally messaged to me, David, they're up to 2 liters of water a day, which is huge because they've never been able to drink water. And they told me, I cannot believe how good I feel. And they're dropping weight. So it's important. The most important message here is, if you become aware that you are complaining and you can create a still point and start letting go, then what will happen is you'll consciously slow down and you will drink your water. So have you gotten any feedback on the awareness part of it?
Yeah, for a lot of people that I've had, now that I have a few people just starting the reset part of it, a lot of them, their first 2-3 days was, man, this is really hard. I don't know if I can do this. Can I drink water? Can I do this? And all of these kind of negative thought processes going into it. And I said, how's your food? How's your this? Well, I've done it. I've done this. I was like, but you're not doing the whole program. And they're like, why not? I was like, it's a part of the mind as well. Why is this such a bad thing? Well, it's hard. Well, is having these blood work issues harder? And like, oh yeah, okay, switching that into the positive part of it. And when they start thinking like that, they're like, oh, I got all my water in today. They were happy about it versus, sure, oh, I gotta drink a lot of water today.
I always tell them when they complain, so you say, and then they stop, yeah, and go, what do you mean, so, oh, you say, who's saying that, who's talking? So that was part one, awareness of the series. And awareness is an awakening and very powerful process. In part two last week, we talked real weight loss. We talked on the practices, and we discussed the 5 daily practices. 1, diet, right diet for you. 2, water. 3, exercise, which I'm going to get deeper into in today's episode. Number 4 is a green focus power hour or personal development. And number 5 was the refeed process. So today, we are talking and discussing skills. Anything you want to go over from the last 2 episodes, David, or are you ready to roll?
No, I think I'm ready to get right into it.
Okay, so this week, our topic is energy of joy. The energy of joy is the energy of deep fulfillment. Joy is a state of being. We cannot find joy from anything outside ourselves. It can only be found within. Skills are actions done in the state of joy. Skills are habits. Skills are programs. And skills are developed through the consistency of practices. So skills are programs that are set consciously by us. Now, let us discuss the skills of health. Number one skill, diet. It's through the practices of awareness where diet becomes a skill. What you eat, when you eat, how you eat becomes automatic. When you have the skill of diet, there is no vacation. You are going to maintain the diet. Through the skill of diet, you do not deviate. You eat to maintain joy, fulfillment, this state of wholeness where you have freedom, head, creativity, heart, and you have presence, hand, integrity of behavior. When you do deviate from your diet, it is done consciously, not on a whim. So that's the number one skill, diet. You have anything you want to add to that, David?
No, nothing on that.
Number two skill is water. And it's a skill. It's through the practice and awareness that you drink the water. And you stay aware of how much you drink. You measure. You stay accountable. Now, here's the great thing about the body. The great thing and the challenge about the body. The great thing is that when the body's working optimal, you don't have to think about drinking water. You will get thirsty. It's the same with diet. You don't have to think about eating. The body will tell you to eat. But if you go a couple days without drinking water, the body will shut down its thirst mechanism because the signal is there's no water. So once you create the skill of hydration, It's just automatic. I can't even close my day without having my water done. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just finished talking about that. Water was something that I had to make sure I put a daily intention to do. But now it's one of those things that I got mine with me and I fill it up multiple times a day. I know when I hit my goal, and I'm hitting the goal unintentionally at this point. It's just, I need my water.
Yeah, it comes automatic.
My body knows how much water it wants.
Yes. Now, number three, I'm going to take a little time on this skill, exercise. Through practice and awareness, exercise will become a skill. That means you no longer have to exercise. It becomes a natural process of your life. The human body is designed to move, climb, push, and lift. The body must be stressed in order to stay strong. Exercise must be an everyday thing. Each day, if you want optimal health, you must move the body 1 to 2 hours a day. This is walking, this is biking, it's moving. And we must also stress the body 3 to 5 days a week. The sole purpose is to build muscle and to maintain muscle. If you believe you could be healthy in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond without stressing the body, you won't. It's impossible. Now, you must recuperate from the stress. To stress the body and not repair does the opposite of making the body strong. It breaks the body down and shuts it down. The skill of exercise is to know your body. The skill of exercise is to stop fearing to work your body. And the skill of exercise is to know that you don't have to slow it down just because you're getting older. That's just crap. So the skill of movement. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
So the skill of movement, you must know how your body responds to exercise. And you only know this through awareness. Now in our medical clinics, we used a pulmonary function test, a VO2 max test. This one test told us how your body handles stress. And if you were a scout, someone who is built to run, thrives in hard, intense cardio, The scout must also still focus on muscle or they will break down. Or you were a protector, one who is made to lift weights and do easy cardio. The protector destroys their body and metabolism if they do cardio outside their aerobic zones. This is me. I actually gain weight if I run, or I should say I get fat if I run. Now, both the scout and the protector must work the heart. The belief that to work the heart is about intense cardio is completely wrong. The heart is a muscle, just like the bicep is a muscle. If I desire bigger biceps, I'm not going to do 1,000 reps and expect my biceps to grow. If I desire a stronger heart, I can't stay at my max heart rate pushing and expect my heart to stay strong. It will not. To build my biceps, I must do controlled, concentrated movement repetitions. To build my heart, I must also do controlled, concentrated training repetitions. And this begins with awareness. Now, we'll agree, David, that most people do not have access to a pulmonary function test, right?
Yeah.
In the next 5 years, we're going to make sure people have access to these tests because you used to run the tests. They're pretty amazing what they tell you, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's stuff that I had no idea we could actually measure.
And it takes the guesswork out of exercise. But as I discussed in episode one, awareness, you can do this, but you have to use a heart monitor. Here's what I will tell all of you guys out there training. To exercise without a heart monitor is like driving a car blindfolded. Have you ever seen me exercise without my heart monitor? Ever? In all the years you've known me? Because it doesn't make sense to me. So let's talk about some steps in making an exercise as a skill. So step number one, you have to figure out your heart, where you're supposed to go. So if you have a smartwatch or some device, you need to get your morning heart rate when you wake up, right? When you wake up. Or you could take your pulse. So I'll use my numbers and I'll try to slow this down for everybody to get the formula. So this morning, my heart rate, because I do it every day, I use the Aura ring and I get my morning heart rate was 53. That's my heart rate today. So the first thing I have to figure out, I'm using that is my resting heart rate. So my first formula is my max heart rate. So I take 220 minus my age. This is what will be your max heart rate. So it's 220 minus 59 equals 161. So my maximum heart rate is 161. Then you take that maximum heart rate in step two minus the resting heart rate that you took earlier. So it's 161 for me minus 53. That gives me what's called my heart rate reserve. That is 108. Then the next step, you take the heart rate reserve, 108 times 0.55. This is going to be the low end of my zone. This equals 59.4. Then you simply add the resting heart rate. 59.4 plus 53 equals 112.4. My low end of my heart rate zone is 112. That means if I'm exercising at 80, at 90, I'm not doing anything. I'm not building up oxygen. So now I know I need to get my body to 112. Next, I take the heart rate reserve, which was 108, times 0.70. I'm figuring out my high end, which equals 75.6. I add the resting heart rate, 75.6 plus 53. Now I have my high end of my zone, 128.6, round up to 129. My aerobic zone is 112 to 129. So while I'm exercising for my movement, this is aerobic exercise for movement, walking, biking, movement. This is what I do 2 hours a day, is 112 to 128. That's my zone. I need to be in that zone to build up oxygen and to burn fat. Do you have any questions? Now, I use for monitoring that, I use the Apple Watch. The new Apple Watch anyways is very accurate because I've measured it to other devices. So I just use my Apple Watch whether I'm walking or I'm biking, that's what I use for a device. Yeah, you have any questions?
The only comment that I have on there is find something, a device that you could be consistent with. Because I've known we've got a lot of questions. Well, I have this and it doesn't give me the exact rate. Find what works for you and then stay consistent on it.
There's so many things now with these smartwatches. It's like unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
So that's my movement. That's creating exercise skill of movement. That's done every single day. Now, my training zone when I do the weights. Now I'm into my growth, my workouts. So when I walk or bike, like I said, I use the Apple Watch to monitor. When I train with weights, I use the Polar Heart Monitor. The reason I do is because I'm moving my body and I'm pushing my body and I'm all over the place and I need accuracy. This is when I get my heart trained. Not only my muscles, I'm training my heart. And for the heart, this is called high intensity interval training. So one can do, it's called HIIT training. One can do this in cardio, but I do it while hitting the weights. See, I want to use my time very wisely. So when I work out with weights, I always open with a power movement. In this movement, I'm not so concerned with my heart rate. I'm more concerned with how much weight I'm moving. After that first movement, it's kind of my warm up for my heart. But my muscles are going. After that movement, it's balls to the wall. And it's going and everything is dictated off my heart rate. My workout, my rest time is set by my heart rate. I watch it like a hawk. And the formula I use for this is my max heart rate, which remember is 161 minus my resting heart rate, 53. 161 minus 53. My heart rate reserve is 108. But now I take that 108 times 0.90. This gives me 97.2 plus my resting heart rate equals 150. This is my HIIT number. So now I will push the weights and tempo of the workout to hit up around 150 or higher. And I'll keep it up there a minute or two, and then it drops down below 128, which is my high end of my aerobic zone. Then I hit the next set. My heart rate dictates the pace and the intensity of my workouts. Now, why this is really works well for me is I'm not going to overtrain. If I happen to be tired and my heart rate's higher, the workouts slow down. If I happen to be well recuperated and I'm ready to push, I can push my body. But there's never guesswork. This is the reason I can train for 40 years with no injuries in the gym. I don't get hurt. And also, I don't miss workouts because I don't overtrain. But I've been using a heart monitor since day one. I don't know how to train without it. Now, HIIT training can be set to any activity. For me, it's about using my time to the fullest. But first, before you do training like this, first, get a physical. Make sure you're healthy enough to do it. Second, get a trainer, a coach, an expert to help you. You must invest in your health. The other investment when we talk about health is time. How many of you, when you heard you need to move for 2 hours a day, immediately thought, there's no way. I can't do that. There's no time. What do you think?
A lot.
How many of them? Yes.
A lot.
Well, would you agree, David? There's not too many listeners that are listening that has much more of a busier schedule than mine.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't think so, right? But maybe. Yet every day I move. I find time for personal development. I find time for stillness because this is my investment in self, in my self-care. And when this becomes a skill, which what we're talking about, it looks easy. And as I mentioned last week when we were talking about the higher stages of personal development, the stage five individual appears to be disciplined. Again, appears to be disciplined. Yet really the behavior is simply tied to skills. It's who they are. There's no vacation. There's no breaks. It's who they are. So movement is cardio. Movement is when I'm doing the aerobic exercise. Movement is just moving 2 hours a day. And it sounds like so much, right? Really? 2 hours of movement is not much, because the human body used to be movement all day long. And that's the way we're constructed, because our bodies, a function and operation, was set 200,000 years ago. So what do I do to do this? Well, I have a bike in my office. The bike's brand is called FlexiSpot. And this is a bike with a desk on it. I put on my little Apple Watch, turn on the heart monitor to bike, and on the bike, I work and I pedal. This is where I write the podcast, or I'll put my computer on it, on the desk to work, on my writing, whatever I'm working on. I can use that time and I could turn it into productivity and still take care of my health. Now, I recommend, if you do this to bike, is to work on something for your growth and expansion. Working on business can be expansion. What I do not recommend is to sit on your bike and do social media or watch Netflix. There's time to do that. You want to use this platform to build skills of personal development or skills of expansion and growth. Read, journal, do things that will give you some expansion. So that's skill number three, exercise, David. Do you want to lean into that a little bit?
Yeah, I think me and you had a conversation about just optimizing all the time that you possibly can. And these are a lot of the times where you could do it too. I've had people say, well, I don't have time to listen to the podcast, but you're working out for a certain amount of time, or work, walking, doing things like that. It's making the most time out of what you can. And if you're just walking to enjoy walking, why not, you know, get into your zone? Why not, you know, burn some calories? If that's what your goal is, do all
and
the
things. And the zone's not that high, people. It's a relaxed walk. You don't have to kill yourself to do it. I am also a type that would just like to walk without it, without doing it. Well, I wouldn't call it my movement then. I'm just outside in nature. I'd not call it my movement. So I will tell you, you this. There's in the community, those members of the community, get with Coach Lee and have him do a time audit on you. I did a time audit exercise on an individual who thought they were really busy. They had 40 hours during the week where they didn't know what they were doing. 40 hours, and they didn't have time to exercise. They didn't have time for the Green Focus Power Hour. See, we waste so much time, and then we complain about being tired. We complain about being fat. We complain about being sick. We complain about not sleeping. We complain about no focus. But with all that time that we need to make sure that the body could be well, that when we're doing our personal development, we can create that still point and release programs and move ourselves into stage four, stage five, who knows, even stage six. You have to do this if you're looking to create a shift. Otherwise, stop complaining. And then number four skill is the skill of personal growth. This is a skill of living in connection of head, heart, and hand. Master this skill of personal development and it will serve you. So what do you need to master? One, you got to set each day. Green Focus Power Hour. Journal, set intentions, consciously slow down. Get your mind ready and take conscious mind control. Two, you got to learn to close each day. You got to pause and transition the day into the night. Set intentions for the next day. End the day in forgiveness. End the day in gratitude. Slow down into family time and set the next day's schedule. Water, food, and then relax. Three, you got to control your environment with positive content. Turn down the noise. Turn down the negative. And use your downtime into expansion time. And four, during the day, we got to seize moments of stillness. And you do this between tasks, calls, appointments. And so that's the fourth skill of personal development. And the fifth final skill that we need for our health is to use the refeed day and cheat on your diet. It's a tough one, but I know you have to do it. We discussed that last week in the last episode. And the key is to do this with no guilt, to slow down, And that's the final skill. So when we look at our skills, right? Diet, drinking water, exercise, personal development, even cheating on a refeed day. These are skills that when they become skills, they're habits. You never think about them again because they're automatic. So this ends the series of real weight loss. And you can go back and listen to the last two episodes, listen to them again, and ask your questions. Because real weight loss is done and created through one, awareness, two, practices, three, developing skills. David.
Yeah, this was definitely, I'm glad we covered that, because so many people I know, and it comes with the topic of, you know, the joy energy, are just upset constantly because they feel like they're on a hamster wheel of not getting anywhere. And this is a great example of how you can enjoy doing these things because you know it's right for you. You're monitoring, you know what's happening, you know the progress or the things that you're doing that are actually hurting you more than doing any good. So many people are getting frustrated and not enjoying the process because they have no idea. They're just going and hoping something works. But when you do this process and you really have it dialed down, I've seen you make, you know, adjustments week by week because you know what your body's doing week by week, day by day. And the moment that I started doing that and it wasn't focusing on my diet, it wasn't focusing on weight loss, it was focusing on how my body's responding to what I'm doing, my body changed completely. My strength went up. I started to feel better, look better, just overall everything. But I stopped focusing on the outcomes, but I started focusing on the day-to-day of how my body is reacting to what I'm doing. And it literally changed my entire life.
Yeah, life is short. And I mean, you have to have the awareness of behavior. Everything, the human being is hardwired for behavior. Behavior is dictated by what's held in mind. If you want freedom in your life, you must take charge of the cage mind. 95% of your behavior is driven by that cage mind, by the subconscious. Yet behavior is going to be driven whether you work on yourself or you don't work on yourself. And that freedom of the cage mind is what connects you to creativity, the creation mind. When you have that connection, you're in presence. And that's the mastermind. You have integrity of behavior. You're not worried about what you didn't do. You are able to flow. That's what they talk about, being in flow. So Anything else, Dave?
I think I'm good.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.